Hi, my name is Paul Wimberger. As you know, I teamed up with Stephen L. Anderson to produce a new documentary called New World Order Bible Versions. After months of hard work, here's a little sneak peek of the first almost 6 minutes of the film. So I hope you enjoy.
I believe the devil wants to take over the church. I believe the devil wants to take over this church, one person at a time.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Close your window, go back inside your house.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside.
We have a real chance at this new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
After 1989, President Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order. And instead, it looks like we got a lot of disorder.
It's been a long time coming. Because of what we did on this day, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Its task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity.
Talk about the new world order defined, as you have, as being Luciferian.
Yes.
How do you know that?
My investigations led me to look at the back of the American dollar, and I found these strange seals on the dollar here. They're Illuminati seals, which was a secret society set up in 1776 by a man called Adam Weishaupt. And on the back of the dollar here, you see the seal on the left-hand side, and there's an eye in the triangle. It's the eye of Horus in Egyptian mythology, now called the eye of Lucifer or Satan. The two words at the top, Annua Chaptis, stand for announcing the birth of, and down the bottom, Novus Ordo Seclorum.
And that great seal of the United States has on it, Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new order.
And people should be asking the question, what is an Egyptian pyramid doing on the back of an American dollar? What link-up is there between America and Egypt? The answer is none at all, except in the field of the occult. And thus we see we're dealing with a Luciferian plan. People need to recognize the God of Freemasonry will lead the world into this peculiar and particular purpose for which America was set up, which is to lead the whole world system into a one world government, a one world religion, a one world law system, and a one world money system that the Bible calls the mark of the beast.
And basically what we know for a fact, that there's going to be a changeover from the old order to a new order, a rule by Satan himself. That's what that symbol refers to, and that's what the new world order refers to. In the King James, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Notice how the New English Bible renders this verse. It says, the old order is gone and a new order has begun. They're using the same language. The King James says, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of the Reformation, talking about Christ coming. But notice the NIV calls it until the time of the new order. They're preparing people. Now I want you to notice this. In Isaiah 28:16, in the King James, the Bible says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. This is referring to Jesus, right? And I want you to notice that in the King James, they're telling you that Jesus is the cornerstone of the foundation. Now, where's the foundation in relation to a building? On the top or the bottom? It's on the bottom, isn't it? Okay? So when they say that Jesus is the cornerstone of the foundation, that's down here, right? Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. This is the King James. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Again, on the foundation. Notice that the NIV calls him the capstone. They're saying that that symbol that you see represents Christ. It doesn't. It represents who? Antichrist.
I pray that you will stay, however, my friends, with this great book, the Word of God. This truly is what we need to turn to. The time is short. A great falling away from the truth. It's happening. It's right here now.
I just wanted to first just come and say thank you so much to everyone who's made this New World Order Bible Versions film possible up until this point. Without you, it wouldn't have been completed in the time frame it was. I just truly appreciate everyone's support and encouragement over the past 6 months to get this thing done. We are, through this teaser, trying to raise some capital to finish the post-production side of the film. So if you haven't donated, please, it's not too late. You still got about a week left. Go to the link below, donate today, pre-order. That's another great way to help us. Spread the word, spread the message, post on Facebook, post on all your social media accounts. Get this trailer out to everyone. The final 96 minutes ships out March 10th.